reach the ideal.
Rapping all that is right, cause it's all this hype about the thug music when it's all alike. My raps touch these kids, but don't call me Mike. Man, you're all alike. I brawl on the mic, the type to cat to spit the righteous raps. You just nag, nag, you're more on the mic. Listen, I was called to write. I put it down in the booth, I record on my site.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
Welcome to the Nifty Christian Show, the official spot for intelligent believers, man. Believe that. NiftyChristian.com, newly renovated. Shout out to my homegirl Julianne for setting that up for me. Y'all can check her out at designintelligently.com. Thank you, Julianne. But listen, man, we got a really hot show planned for you guys. It's Canada's first all-inclusive radio show. And a lot of people have been asking me, you know, like, what do you mean it's all-inclusive? It's all-inclusive in the sense that we got all the radio formats packed into one show. We got a top five countdown where I'm going to be counting down the five hottest songs over the past 2 weeks. Y'all can log on to NiftyChristian.com to vote for your favorite artists or vote for songs that you feel should be on the countdown. We also got a talk show segment called Behind Closed Doors where we talk about the issues that you tell us to talk about. So this week we're going to be talking about, you know, if Christians cheat on their partners or not. We're going to talk about it and, of course, provide a solution. I also got my man Never Heard in the studio today, so I'm going to be talking to him about his project and what he's got going on. And next week, it's going to take on a mix show format with my man DJ Versatile. And it's not going to be a mix show where the song just plays after the next song just fades out. Nah, it's going to be a real, real mix show. So stay tuned for that. So it's going to be alternating weeks. 1 week is a countdown and a talk show. And the alternating week is going to be Versatile in the mix show format. I like all formats, so I figure, you know, why limit myself to one? Let's just do all in one show. But right now, man, number five, my homegirl Leah, it's called I'm a Lady.
Number five.
Can't stop, but you can't hold. Brother, let go if you don't know. I'm a lady.
Didn't you know?
I'm a lady.
Didn't you know?
Mama said I'd amount to something, so you can't tell me nothing. I'm a lady.
Didn't you know?
I'm a lady.
Didn't you know?
Can't hold, brother, let go. If you don't know, I'm a lady.
If you don't know.
listening to the Nifty Christian Show.
All right, we're back, man. The Nifty Christian Show. Open your mind, feed your soul, man. That was my homegirl Leah featuring Sincere and Eternia. Listen, man, I was a little bit rude in the first segment, man. I actually got a co-host, but, you know, she was getting pretty for the radio in the back.
So not true.
But she's here now, man. My homegirl Casey is here. I want everybody to welcome Casey. Welcome, Casey, to the show, everybody.
Hello, 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 and thank you for having me.
Hey, man, no problem. For those that don't know, Casey's actually the one that does all the news updates. She's like a big-time journalist, writer, English major. She keeps me up to date. She's the one that does all the fancy writing on the website. Very intelligent girl. So, Casey, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You weren't at Toronto's Hunger last night. What happened to you?
I was getting my hair done. My apologies.
You were getting pretty for the radio.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a full-day job. It's a long process to get the hair done, believe me.
So your hair is more important than, you know, coming to a charity concert and giving back to the poor?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I mean, you know that hair makes the outfit. It makes the look. If your hair is not right, it doesn't make sense to get dressed and go out.
Have you heard of a head tie?
Yeah, I have, but that wasn't going to go with my outfit.
Listen, man, July 5th, Truth is going to be coming up to Toronto, man. July 5th, he's going to be coming up to All Nations Full Gospel Church. Mm-hmm. Check it out, man, 4401 Steeles Avenue from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets are only $15 in advance. Crazy deal to see the Truth. My man Neva's going to be performing there, spoken. My homegirl Dynasty is going to be there. The Nifty Christian Radio Show is going to be there as well. So come check it out. Again, July 5th, All Nations Full Gospel Church. Call my man Prince if you want any more information or details. That's Prince at 416-937-7933. Now, Casey, just before you came on air, you were talking about the Susu thing at your hairdresser.
Yeah, Susu that's the Trini term.
What does Susu mean?
It's a money pooling.
Right.
Thing, and Jamaicans know it as partner.
Partner.
Bajans, and this is how she was referring to it because she's actually Bajan. She's right. From Barbados. Partner, where a bunch of people, collective, come together and they pool their money.
Right.
And, you know, on a monthly basis, people get their particular draw.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult to find reliable networks.
Trustworthy. I would imagine that's probably the biggest issue.
That's the biggest trustworthy issue. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I didn't get into it sooner, although I'd been looking for that for a while. I just don't know that many people I can trust. Like, I give you money, I don't know if I'm going to get it back. Yeah. I really needed that trustworthy, reliable network. And they're pretty good. You get email printouts of dates, when you're getting your money, who's getting what, when, how long it's going to run for.
It's legit.
Very legit. And an excellent way to save. I have basically set up my future debt repayment plan. And believe me, I'm going to make it work. It's gonna be a bit of a sacrifice, but I believe that the benefits, the long-term benefits, looking at the big picture,
absolutely.
The sooner you get this going, the younger you are, the better it is for you.
I think it'd be good if a lot of our community to start doing that a little bit more. You know, we do it at my church too, but it's more primitive. You know,
primitive.
I don't want to say that, but you know, like we don't do the email send.
Oh, they're not as techno savvy.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty much word of mouth. You know, this is what you're gonna get.
Well, they're old school.
You'll get it around this time.
Nothing wrong with old school, but do they get it?
I've gotten my draw a few times. So yeah, I think partner's a cool thing. I think partner actually created the whole insurance system, the whole credit system. If you think about it, it's pretty much the same concept.
How so?
Where a bunch of people are putting money into a pool. And they're paying monthly.
Oh, okay, it's that's like your pension.
That's how insurance works. That's how credit works. You know what I mean? So, you know, we are the originators. But anyway, before I dive off on a tangent, let's get into some more music.
Number four.
The world needs die what I live for. That's purpose at a tiger's peak. Weeks not a form that is norm to I. Too many touching mics without purpose. Too many itchy fingers haven't even scratched the surface. Well, I'ma start toiling the earth. Show myself what I'm worth. Who God bless, let no man curse before birth. God had a plan for my life. So when he whispers in my ear, I grab my pen and I fight. That's automatic. Or should I say my standard procedure? Reach a new page in my life without owning a beat. Whenever was one to claim so seeker. Implanted in my heart from the start. Once I follow the leader, Simon says, don't deny the Christ. Gone with sleepless nights. Praying fast to see my roads look right. Gotta make something out of the time that's been breathing. Travel the Middle East and see them with serving, seeking, receiving. Shoot not for the hell of it. Keep you as an air, let them hear a face deficit. What I inhale, source of vitamin. Take a dose of the most to get high again. I'm here, shoot not for the hell of it. Keep you as an air, let them hear a face deficit. What I exhale, source of vitamin. Pause coming right after the enlightenment. They biting, man, that's no purpose. Unauthorized techniques will get surfaced. You got something to say, what's with the curses? I say you got the gift, but I know that verse was purchased. What's the rate these days? Must start my own biz. And what I'm hearing, clacking, telling, but in arm's length. I heard a voice, catch up, you're falling behind. Tapped into the creator, words of Greg Hines. I take the blind, snatch them from Barbara Walters. His hell, this heaven, and over there's the altar. Yes, so will it soldier. The earth needs seasoning. Winter to summertime, got people seeking it. Got people needing them, so I be needing them. My purpose is unfulfilled.
If I ain't reaching them,
get it, got it good, understood. 365 souls in a year, that's good. I'm here, shoot, not for the hell of it. Keep you as an air, let them hear a face deficit. What I inhale, source of vitamin. Take a dose of the most to get high again. I'm here, shoot, not for the hell of it. Keep you as an air, let them hear a face deficit. What I exhale, source of vitamin. Pause coming right after the enlightenment.
All right, we're back. NiftyChristian.com. Open your mind, feed your soul. This is Behind Closed Doors. Now, what we did last month was we put out an email to all of our friends, fans, and contacts just asking what should be our first topic of discussion. And Casey and myself, we both got an overwhelming response to Christians cheating. And there was one email in particular that caught my eye. And we're going to share that with you today, talk about it, and try and provide a solution. So here it is, man, Behind Closed Doors.
All right, so it reads a little something like this. My fiancé and I have been engaged for 1 year and together for 5. Up until now, I thought we had a strong Christian relationship. We had given our lives to God and vowed to save ourselves for marriage. I don't deny it's been difficult, but in all this time, we have never slept together. About 6 weeks ago, he came out and admitted to me that he'd slept with another woman. Mm-hmm. I love him, and as a Christian, I've tried very hard to find the strength to forgive him. But a few days ago, he admitted to me that it had happened again, and with the same person. I am heartbroken. What do I do now? I tried to forgive him once before, but this may be too much.
Mm. Wow. Oh, man. Is this you, Casey?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been cheated on before by a Christian?
Oh, I've been cheated on regardless of the religious persuasion, I think. In this case, you know, it just so happens that it's a Christian woman dealing with a Christian man, but it's not a particular experience, you know? It's tough. She's been engaged for a full year.
Yep.
With this guy for 5, total of 6 years.
Yep.
And he's cheated twice.
Yep.
I would be wondering right now. I would wonder, does this man have any plans for marriage at all? Does this man, can he even commit?
Does he not get points for coming forward?
Yeah, you give him points. You appreciate his honesty.
Right.
You credit that.
Right.
But it still doesn't erase the fact. He's already done something to damage the relationship.
Yes, but I mean, doesn't... Okay, ladies who are listening, I'm not condoning this, but from a dude's standpoint, I think when a guy comes forward to admit a wrongdoing, a lot of men usually have ego and pride to begin with. I think coming forward, doesn't that show some form of responsibility, accountability, that He understands that what he was doing was wrong. He's coming forward. He's admitting a mistake. I'm assuming, it wasn't in the letter, but I'm assuming that he doesn't want it to happen again. He wants to make this relationship work with his fiance. Just the heart behind it. I'm not saying he's supposed to erase it, but doesn't that show that he is some sort of a good dude?
Now, that would have worked for the first incident of cheating.
Right.
But remember, he's done this twice. So he's got a lot more explaining to do than just saying, I'm sorry, it happened again.
Right.
There's a lot more work to be done now, because now there's obviously, you know, things going on that he isn't admitting to. He hasn't filled in the blanks, because there's going to be a lot of questions here. Why is it happening again? You know, why didn't you do something to fix the situation the first time? I thought we were over this. I thought we were past this. And here we are again.
Is this a past girlfriend? Do you know if this is a past girlfriend?
We don't get that much detail, right. Unfortunately.
Because, I mean, that would make it a little bit worse, in my opinion.
If it were a past girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why? Why would it make it?
In my opinion, it would show that, you know, the connection had not been severed. And he's, you know, he's still going back to...
So a man like this is not ready for marriage?
He just needs a bit more closure. I'm not going to say he's not ready for marriage. I just think he just needs to close off that particular connection so that, you know, this temptation doesn't arrive. Because, I mean, even after they get married, if the connection's not closed off, that could still occur again.
Okay, so let's assume that he didn't know this woman. They don't have, like, a huge history.
Right.
Let's just go from what we've been told. Go
right.
with the facts.
Right.
Right? He has cheated twice.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he's been honest about it. His conscience is bugging him, a little bit guilty there.
Mm-hmm.
But is he ready for marriage? Can he commit to her? Can he commit to his fiance? Should she forgive someone who's done this?
I believe forgiveness is always the option of choice. Forgetting is probably the more potent issue. Going forward, I think what she needs to do is decide what type of dude, what type of Christian this guy is. I believe there's three types of Christians. And depending on which one he is, that would determine how she should move forward. I believe the first one, I call him my personal thing. I call him the stay away Christian. And the stay away Christian is like, this is the dude where he's more so about the image. You know when you see those guys on TV when they're in the strip clubs, and then when they get an award, they're like, I want to thank my Lord and Savior,
right,
Jesus
right.
Christ. But, you know, I'm like, come on. You know that, you know, they're not really applying principles of Christianity to the lifestyle. Even people in the church, there are some pastors even where they're all about the Mercedes Benz. They're all about getting the congregation's money.
Right.
But when the doors are closed, they're not applying the principles that they may be teaching.
Okay.
These are stay away Christians. And the reason why I call them stay away Christians is because you should stay away from them. They have this Christian image because, you know, people assume that you're a good moral person if you call yourself a Christian, right?
Right.
But they don't really apply the morals to their lives. If this guy that she's dating is like that, then she should cut ties with him.
So if he's, you know, going to church on the Sunday, but in the club on the Saturday night.
Exactly. He's a stay away. Or actually, no, I'm lying. The other type is called the halfway Christian, also known as the borderline Christian. These are the people that have one foot in and one foot out. They're actually intrigued by both lifestyles. I was talking to my friend last week, actually, and she was like, you know, I like what Christianity is about, but I also like what this lifestyle is about as well. I like them both equally. Why can't I just be open-minded, new age, and accept both lifestyles?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a lot of halfway Christians, I say, they readily admit that they're intrigued by both lifestyles. This is probably the most difficult type to deal with, just because you'll find these people justifying their lifestyles on both sides either way.
That's a very common aspect or type of Christian to deal with.
I would say it's probably the most popular among among younger Christians, though. I think
yeah,
the older cats are,
because they like to party, you
right?
know, but the, you know, they'll be up in church.
Yeah, you know, they'll be doing their thing, smoking weed, all of that stuff. These are the halfways.
Okay.
And of course, the last person is the sincere Christian. This is the person that really takes the lifestyle seriously. He's really about his relationship with God. And he understands, or she understands, that, you know, I make mistakes, they make mistakes, they're not perfect, but they're willing to correct these mistakes because they understand that that's not acceptable in God's eye.
Right.
So the first thing that she would have to do is kind of figure out what category does this dude fall under. That would kind of dictate or shape how she's going to move forward.
Okay. Because, see, I know a lot of women are listening to this and are going, oh, girl, no. I would have left his butt. He would eat my dust. It's over. It's over. It's over.
Right.
And I have received advice from someone who's been married a long time, and this is her motto.
Right.
The only good man is a dead one.
Okay. She's so, clearly been hurt, yeah.
You know, and yeah. She's been married for several years, still married.
Yeah.
It sort of begs the question, is it unrealistic for a woman to expect her man to remain faithful, Christian or not?
It's a very good question. I'm going to answer it right after this break.
Number three. Second Timothy 2:22. Galatians 5:20-22. Hebrews 4:14-16. The flesh completes the beast. Yeah, we gotta talk about it. Come on.
Like a first drop peak, she's a pride. I gotta crucify this flesh of mine. It's my soul online, and it's too much. She's so fine, she's a dime. Like a first drop peak, she's a pride. I gotta crucify this flesh of mine. It's my soul online, and it's too much. One day as I got to the bank, I'm waiting in line for my turn, trying to get some cash. As I look up, tell me, what do I see? Our beautiful lady by the rate 23. As I step forward, she says, I gotta help you. I'm here to pay some bills. I reply with an innocent smile. But little did I know, a simple gesture would have set up a chain reaction. Before I know, I notice she starts to get flirty. Gives me a look and says she's into getting dirty. As I leave the counter, she was giving me a number. Said her shift is done in half an hour. I can come back and we can chill thereafter. Maybe visit her place, we can get a nightcap. As tempting as it was, I had a flip from lust. I knew that it was wrong, so I had to make a run.
Forgiven and Jesus is eliminating all of the sin in him. He and sin parted ways, no longer synonyms. Matter of fact, in his character we see the risen king. Here's the twist, here's the shift, where the bricks begin to slip. And if not for his grace, you know your boy, you would have took a dip. But to get a grip, we start from the beginning and lessons to be learned. So I hope a bro you're listening. She was sweeter than cinnamon. Now his heart is dribbling and plus his faith is dwindling. Doesn't really help because this girl, she's even into him. Doing everything she can to make sure they get intimate. But your boy was a gentleman. More, he was a godly man, so he heeded the spirit man. Chapter 10, verse 13, first Corinthians. No piece of cake, but didn't shake the cannon. Was the difference? Where we learned to gravitate to the word of percolate. The teachers we were giving, and we let the risen navigate. Otherwise, with other guys, we're sure to lead to itemize. But peace for those who live renewed. Read Ephesians chapter 2. Yeah. Man, I know it's a stretch just to die to the flesh. And I know it's like a vine when we have to decline. Stay rooted to the vine in its place and its time. He will grant you the dime. Wait,
she's so fine. She's a dime. Like a first drop kick, she's a prime. I gotta crucify this flesh of mine. It's my soul online. And it's too much. She's so fine. She's a dime. Like a first drop kick, she's a prime.
Man, don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is stay in
the word.
I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on our mission.
Peep the full part of Hebrew, the chapter, go and see the great provision.
If she flaunting what she got,
man, don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is stay in
the word.
I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on our mission.
Peep the full part of Hebrew, the chapter, go and see the great provision.
If she flaunting what she got,
man, don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is stay in
the word.
ain't tripping on our mission.
Beat the four party people to check the girl and see the great vision.
If she flirting, flirting what she got,
then don't budge.
The only way to stay secure is stay in
the word.
I know it's hard, but we ain't tripping on our mission.
And beat the four party people to check the girl and see the great vision.
She's so fine, she's a diamond, like a first drop peak, she's a pride. I got a crucified, it's flesh of mine, it's my soul aligned.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So daily we put to death the deeds of the body. Yeah,
yeah.
Therefore forsake youthful lust and pursue righteousness, godliness. I know it's hard, man. But we got his word. We got the Holy Spirit. And we got each other,
man.
Let's learn to see life and sin the way God sees it. Let's acquire red vision, baby. The only color we see.
You are now tuned into Nifty Christian Radio Online.
We're back. We're back. That was my man Spoken, man. Check him out, man. He's going to be opening up for The Truth July 5th. Behind Closed Doors, man, part two. Now, before the break, Casey, you asked me if it was unrealistic for a woman to expect a man to remain faithful, Christian or not. Is that,
yes, I did.
Is that right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let's break this down. Let's first tackle the non-Christian slash the stay away Christian. If you're dating this type of person, more than likely, I'm not going to say everybody because, you know, I don't want to put everybody under one umbrella, but more than likely, if you're dating this category of person, it is not likely that he will remain faithful by your standards, by a female standards. Let's break that down a little bit more because I'm sure you're wondering.
Yeah, you can see from the look on my face.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Let's elaborate. A man's perspective of cheating is different from a woman's perspective of cheating.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay. Now, you have to keep in mind that men and women have different ways of expressing their love. Would you agree with that so far?
That's fair.
Right? Women are deemed as more emotional. Again, I'm not going to categorize everybody, but most women are more emotional. And they have this nurturing aspect to them, this nurturing quality of them, right? Mm-hmm. And they tend to express this nurturing and emotional quality with their love to their partners, right? Mm-hmm. And they put a lot, almost all of their hearts into that relationship that they are with. So when a man cheats on her or does something with another female, the woman believes that the man is now expressing all of his emotion and all of his nurturing to that other female. And that is not the case. If you're dealing with the stay away, non-Christian, what have you, you're probably dealing with a guy that he can still love you very much and still have an encounter with somebody. Right? This is why prostitution is so big. You know, you have men who pay for just 50 minutes with the prostitute and then they go home to the wives.
And why is that? When, you know, the wife is probably doing a very good job at home, taking care of him, meeting all his needs, physical, emotional, sexual, whatever you name it, she's doing it. You know, what would you say to the girlfriend who says to you, I have done everything for this man and he still cheats?
Sex is emotional to a woman. This is how most women express their love to their men. It is a very emotional thing to them. They put their hearts into it.
It's true.
Right? For most men, it's not emotional. For most men, it is physical. It is a physical feeling. We do not have the same emotional weight or put the same emotional weight into sex the way that a woman would.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why cheating is viewed, it's weighed differently from different genders. For example, let me give you an analogy. Most men who are in that category view relations, sex, like meals, food. The wife is like the home-cooked meal. Men love home-cooked meals. Okay? We love the home-cooked meal. There's nothing wrong with it. You're saying the woman can do anything she wants. She can do not anything, but she can do everything that she feels is pleasing to the relationship, and yet she still wonders, why is the man straying away?
Right.
The woman can have the best home-cooked meal, the best fried chicken and rice and peas and salad and all of that stuff. But there are still some times where the man just wants McDonald's.
It
doesn't matter how good the home-cooked meal is. Mm-hmm. There's still the occasion where the man just wants fast food.
He would rather pay to get something that's not good for him.
Mind you, he doesn't want to live with the fast food. He doesn't want to move into a McDonald's restaurant and eat that for the rest of his life.
Uh-huh.
He wants it for that particular instant where there is a craving.
Right.
Now, to a man, the reason why he doesn't view it as cheating is because he's just satisfying a short-term craving. He knows it's not good for him. He knows it's not long-term. He just wants to satisfy that craving. Hasn't there been times where you just felt like eating a whole bunch of ice cream?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
That's it. But you don't not love your home-cooked meal. You still love your home-cooked meal. And that's how that man is thinking. So when he's cheating, the emotional weight for him, it's not as heavy as when a woman may cheat, because she puts all of her heart and emotion into that. That's why you really have to get into the mindset of a dude who's like that, because he can cheat and still love you. He justifies it like, you know, I don't feel anything for this woman. That's baby. I still want to be with you. I don't love her. I love
and
you, baby,
still,
right?
He still expects us to think it's okay.
And he
take you back.
When he's saying that, he means it. He really means it.
How do we know that? The thing about us, and you're right, we're very emotion-based. We focus on you. We give you our all.
Right.
You are our only point of focus. So when you bring someone else into the situation, like with this email, this guy, it wasn't some random woman that he went and cheated with again. It was the same person that he went back to.
Same person. Now, let's deal with the sincere question, right? Because obviously I was just talking about when the stay away does it, or when someone who may not be into, you know, a moral lifestyle does it. He doesn't view it as cheating. He views it as, you know, it's just a fast food meal. I'm going to go back to the home cooked meal, whatever. So what happens when a sincere Christian does it? It's a little bit different. Now, the sincere Christian, he actually views it as cheating. He actually puts the emotional weight on there, because a sincere Christian understands that we do unto others as we want done unto us. So we don't want the woman to do this to us. So fundamentally, we understand that what we're doing is wrong. Okay, the sincere Christian knows that that is wrong, and the reason why he classifies it as wrong is because he wouldn't want his fiance to do that back to
him. So you're saying a non-Christian man would not view it as cheating?
He may not view it as cheating at all.
But if his woman did the same thing, he would be upset, or would he not be?
He would be upset. Most likely, he would be upset. Reason being, because you guys put so much emotional value into that act. The fact that you're doing it with another person means that you have the same emotional investment into that other person. A man does not have emotional investment with a fling.
Okay.
That's why
now,
it's not
granted,
cheating.
Woman,
when a man has emotional investment into another woman, that's when a man considers it cheating.
Okay. So, okay? Granted, women cheat when there's something that they're not getting in their relationship, so they're not happy.
When they're not happy,
right?
Yeah, and they invest emotions elsewhere.
So here's a scenario.
Right.
You're cheating on me, and I know you're cheating, so I'm not happy, and you're still doing it. You don't view it as cheating.
Right.
And you tell me this, but I'm not happy because you're still doing it.
Right.
Okay, so don't I have justification to go looking elsewhere for the thing that will now make me happy?
You have justification to end the relationship. If you're not happy, why stay in the relationship? Right? There's no, like, why play the same game? That's
because
what I would
I
say.
Because I do love you. That's how the whole thing would work.
You clearly don't. If you're not happy with me and you're looking elsewhere to put your same emotions into, you're trying to end the love here. And you're trying to move it, you're trying to migrate it to another person.
That's true.
So you should end it as opposed to just migrate it and still stay. But just going back to the sincere Christian dude, he knows what he's doing is wrong. He understands it's a mistake.
So this is the difference between him and the non-Christian.
This is the difference. He understands the mistake. He wants to correct this mistake. Now, he may not know how to correct it. I think this guy believes that when he came forward to admit it, That was the first step in correcting the mistake.
Right.
He's trying to correct it because he wants this to work with the fiance. So here is my advice to the sincere dudes who have this problem with cheating but don't know how to correct it. Okay? And for the women out there, if you are dealing with a sincere Christian who has this problem, this is the conversation you should be having with him. Because if he understands it's a mistake and he really wants to correct it, he will work to correct it. He may not know how to correct it. So here's how you do it. You first have to understand that your beliefs do not dictate your actions.
Right.
Okay? Your circumstance and your environment dictates your actions.
That is true. That is very true.
An example of that is you may believe that you want a natural birth if you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. That's your belief. That's your intention. But when you're actually in labor and the contractions hit, your belief automatically takes a backseat because of all the pain that you're in. You say, you know what? Forget this natural birth. Give me some needles.
Now, that's just an example, ladies. Right. Some of you ladies are really hardcore. Kudos to you.
Some of them
bringing
are
the babies
hardcore,
into the world.
But, I mean, the circumstance, environment dictates the action. An alcoholic who's trying to become sober, his belief is, I want to be sober. I want to be clean. But if he finds himself in a bar, he may not be able to handle that temptation because he's inside that environment. So he believes he should be clean, but he may not be strong enough to fight that temptation. A guy who wants to stay clean from cheating, per se, he needs to understand that he cannot find himself in an environment where that opportunity could happen. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right? So if you're on a diet, the last thing you want to do is walk into McDonald's. You stay away from fast foods. If you're an alcoholic and you're trying to be clean, the last thing you do is you stay away from bars. If you're a man that has a lot of sexual tendencies, the last thing you want to do is find yourself alone with a woman that is not yours. You have to assume that if you're left alone with a woman, something's going to happen. You just assume it. And if you can have that foresight to foresee your circumstances and foresee your environment, that is how you overcome this problem that you might have. My answer to that, to the lady who wrote in the letter, is the conversation that you should be having if he's a sincere Christian is, what is he going to do going forward to make sure that he's always foreseeing the circumstances that he's going to find himself in? And that's how I would approach that conversation.
Okay. So it's fair to say that men generally, Christian, yeah, non-Christian, have a predisposition to cheat. But what defines the man is how he deals with the circumstances surrounding.
I don't want to say
temptation.
He's predisposition to cheat. I don't think that's fair. I do think men are sexual by nature because it's a physical act. It's not an emotional thing. I think, you know, in general, most men want to have it more than the woman. And most men are more weaker to the temptation. You know, you can flash a woman all you want. If she don't want it, she's not going to give it.
That's right.
A man who may not want to give it could end up giving it. If you show him enough skin, he just might, you know, give in, even though he doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. He may not want to because of his family life or whatever.
Right.
So I do believe men are more sexually prone than women. But, you know, I don't believe all men cheat. I do believe there are a lot of men out there who have enough foresight to overcome being in circumstances or opportunities that permit that particular behavior.
So I would say that this is a good way to gauge how important the relationship is to him.
Absolutely.
If he's able to at least exercise that kind of control.
If he's able to, number one, see that he has a weakness and admit that there's a weakness, and of course, put together an action plan to overcome finding himself in weak situations.
This is Nifty's Pick of the Week.
Welcome to the White Flag. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all out to the White Flag, aka I Surrender. White Flag. My name is Andale, aka Mr. Get Back Up, so back up right now. Hey, this is a CLE extravaganza, and it's going down right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the white flag. How y'all modeling, and I'ma be your host. What's happening? And while you're listening, you're telling me you're willing to follow me on the side of sea. Let's gonna get it cracking. Now imagine, I'm smashing. The first track mixtape ain't even started good. I'm so excited, not a second to waste. I'm ready to praise and let the whole place know that God is good. Since him 16, him split it like an M16. Every 16 balls. Don't get mad at me, this is what I do naturally. Nobody rapping is matching me, it's been God. And I write what I write with a pen as a type of advice for my people doing life in the pen. No, I ain't having been the most righteous of men, but Jehovah gave his life for my sins. So I'm waving that bad
white flag. Hey. I surrender all. Lay down, face down, hey, on the ground, back straight, hey, father, forgive my flaws. Hey. I'm waving that white flag.
I'm waving
and
it.
I'm begging you for mercy. Hey. I'm so dirty, I'm not worthy, father.
I hope you heard me. So I'm surrendering, sick of living with sentiment, sick of living ridiculous, giving it to the enemy, sick of lying, sick of stealing, sick of trying, sick of stealing, sick of ignoring him who says I am the feeling, I'm sick. Not with like a virus or nothing. When I say I'm sick, I'm saying I'm sick of crying and suffering. Don't wanna die in my sin, so I'm inviting them in. So sick of going back and forth like when you die in a bend, I'm sick. But my father got the truth for me, red blood on my black soul, got me white as snow. That's so important, I recite it slow, so you can never be like I didn't know. Even the tightest flow means nothing if I don't surrender it. No, not a portion, a fraction, a piece, but 100% of it. I'm taking my life back. The devil, he don't really like that, but Christ glad I'm living. It's a bright white flag.
White flag.
Hey.
I surrender all. Lay down, face down, hey, on the ground, back straight, hey, father, hey, forgive, hey, my flaws. Hey. I'm waving that white flag.
I'm waving it.
I'm begging you for mercy. Hey. I'm so dirty, I'm not worthy. Father,
I hope you heard me. All right, man, niftychristian.com, man, place where intelligent believers are at. That was my man, Andelay, White Flag, man. That was actually the introduction to his album. That wasn't even a real song, man. So check him out, man. He's going to be a real problem. But yo, I got my man Never Heard in the studio right now. What's going on, my man?
We're right here, man. Just here enjoying, soaking it all in. niftychristian.com. Beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, you know. You
all
know.
Right.
Listen, man, I've been following you for a while, back when you were Don P. Dope back then, even doper right now. What prompted the change from Don P to Never Heard?
Well, I mean, the name was just part of it, you know. It was more like a lifestyle change.
Right.
More as, you know, just, you know, me following a different road, me going a different path, you know, following the Father and his footsteps, you know, to the best of my ability. And I feel in doing that, I feel like, you know, I changed not only with my lifestyle, I felt the name, because the name, you know, it represented, what it represented wasn't all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was what the name changed from. Don P to Never Heard was basically from one man to one man, like Saul to Paul, you know what I mean?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is the meaning of Never Heard?
Well,
where'd that come from?
Never. But when I made the change, it's not no big story, you know what I mean? I was just driving, and I remember I said a little prayer, I'm not sure if it was the night before or a week before or whatnot. I was like, yeah, you know, God, I just want a different name. You know what I mean? And I was just driving, and then, I don't know, Never Heard just came. It just came out. I didn't even, like, form it from nothing. It just came, Never Heard. And I'm like, okay, so how am I going to, like, explain it when people ask me, where do you get the name from? So, basically, it's like, what I'm spitting is basically stuff that I don't feel that people generally, the general public, never heard of.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Christian rap, holy hip hop, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
With that swag, with that flavor, you know, that people can really sit down and bump because they enjoy it, not because they feel they're obligated to because it's Christian music. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So yeah.
You've had three projects on Hip Hop is the Devil, Kill the Flesh, and
upcoming,
your new one.
Mm-hmm. Tentatively titled Sinner with a Future.
Sinner with a Future.
Yeah.
What can people expect from this project that they didn't get on your previous projects?
Well, I feel Sinner with a Future is just more the growth, you know what I mean? The growth of me as, you know, following, you know, the footsteps of Christ. As far as, you know, growth, as far as, you know, the talent level.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm really honing my work as each, if you listen to Hip Hop is the Devil,
yeah,
and then you listen to Kill the Flesh, you could tell the progression.
Yeah.
And then this is just a natural next step in the progression, you know what I mean? And it's just something that I just really want people to just take and enjoy and be blessed by it. You know what I mean?
I also heard that with this project that there's a new guest producer on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, Nifty Christian exclusive, you know. Yeah, actually, you know, thank God, you know, I actually had a lot of time to sit down and, you know, hone some production. Yeah. You know, you're probably hearing that in the background right now. Yeah, that's me. You dig? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, we doing a little production thing. I'm not quite, you know, oh my goodness, like amazing. Yeah. Quite as yet. Yet.
Yet.
Yet. But, you know, we doing a thing, you know, thank God, you know, people, you know, for the most part enjoy it. And, you know what I mean? We just beautiful music, man, you know?
Straight. All right, man. We're going to take a quick break. Countdown returns. My man Never Heard Number 2 with Run.
Yo, this is Run the Remix. Don't get it twisted. Featuring a very special friend of mine. Hallelujah. Who's that, Nifty? Yes, you. Number 2, Run. Remix featuring Nifty. Ha.
Number 2.
Shit, never heard. Shit.
And ponder, we in the last days. Have my time passed, Holy Father, you called out my number. Pull my card out my deck, I'm playing with a short hand. Lord, hold it, pull me up from under. What holds me down, Lord, pull me up beyond the sun, moon, stars, whatever my mind can fathom. End of the line, nearing, what a good time to have them. And throw eternal damnation, a tough pill to swallow. We all seem to take it with a grain of salt. A teaspoon of sugar, he getting you the hookup. Before time for change, it's all lost. And when the trumpets start shouting and the clouds start to part and open up with angelic army of thousands. If I'm blessed to see the smile on your face, then my whole life was a waste.
Yeah, he coming. Morning, night, and noon.
Everything we live in and it could take it with less than one word. The soul is suffer and the meek shall inherit the earth. I was born bred to follow your word, but through my hunger for the world I bit the hand that fed me. Playing around with my life, man, this game's so deadly. Dead to your word, I've been, my conscience is talking, asking, why do I put up with this nonsense? Cause when the trumpets start sounding and the clouds start to part and open up with angelic army of thousands, find blessed to see the smile on your face, then my whole life was a waste. Why?
He coming.
Stop acting like you ain't see the signs. Can't see devil feast on your mind all the time. It's like I'm ignoring it, though it's in my face. I see it, but turn a blind eye to the faith.
He coming.
When I'm in the booth, I meditate. Cause it's you who gave me opportunity to state how I feel. These true feelings I reveal, Lord, until the day I see your face.
It's
often depressing me, but we live in at the feet of the statue in the dream of Nebuchadnezzar be. Exact moment of his coming, something we never see, bigger than we could ever be. The time is imminent. Yeah, I serve up an elephant, Lord. Prepare you for what you've done for me, I can never afford. But the way things are going on in this world is like people think you'll put forth irrelevant laws. Homosexuals, abortion, blaspheming, my soul's almost lost. I gotta cast demons if I wanna ever leave this earth. For change, I need to seek and search. Cause when the trumpets start sounding and the clouds start to part and open up with angelic army of thousands, if I ain't blessed to see the smile on your face, then my whole life was a waste.
Yeah, he coming.
Morning, night, and noon.
Ain't no day.
Oh, well, now you know.
Number 2, man. My man Never Heard with Run.
Remix.
The remix. man, tell me, man, like, when you're making a song, what comes first? Do you make the beat first? Do the lyrics come first? What's the structure behind you putting together a song?
Wow. I'd say when I first started, like, just because I had to get the hang of it. You know, this is shout out to all the producers. Make me just respect them that much more, because making beats is not an easy thing, man. Making good beats is not an easy
real
thing.
Real talk, yeah.
So, I mean, shout out to the producers first. But, I mean, as far as beats, I mean, I kind of, you know, thank God with these first couple ones that I've been doing, I kind of know what I wanted. Prior.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm producing, I'm just like, okay, this is what I'm going to spit to this. As far as a process, I just go with the flow, man. There's no really... Only recently I've been writing while I'm producing.
Okay.
So I'm kind of building them together.
Yeah.
But generally, it's just, you know, I just lay down a track. I mean, it's all... Yeah, the beat is done before I write.
Okay.
I can't write without a beat because I don't like that. I mean, that ain't my... I like to hear a beat, then write to it. You know what I mean?
The website is neverheard.com.
Neverheard.com.
NEVAHURD.com.
You dig.
On the website, you got a couple Bible stories on there where you kind of acted out a couple stories in the Bible. Mad funny.
Yeah.
Mad funny. How did that come about?
When we first started it was just something, you know, we just wanted to just... It was just, you know, it was no process. You know me already. It's just random. Like, okay, let's do this. It was just like, yeah, I have my camera with me. And I was at church, and we have a lot of youth in my church. Shout out to Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church. You know, we see you all day. Yeah, Sasha. Okay. So we started it out, and I was there, and I just see the youth there. They're in, they're out, but they're not really participating, you know?
Right, right.
And then I just, like, you know, it just came to my head to say, yo, they're all here. I got these little ideas. So it just started off with me and Sasha, which is my co-host for the Bible story, my official Bible reader.
Yeah.
And then from there, the youth just started seeing it. And seeing, okay, this is cool. Like, you know what I mean? They saw the reactions it was getting, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, they join on. I mean, I would have rather them been there from the start. But, hey, I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To see, you know, like, that we have that kind of, we can do that kind of impact. We can impact the youth for Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, so we just took it and ran with it. And eventually we just kept on running and running with it. And then... Yeah, right now it was on a temporary hiatus because, you know, unfortunately, I'm not a millionaire yet. My little camera broke, but, you know, we coming back. Hopefully, you know, just it's right around the corner, man.
Yeah.
God is working some beautiful things right now, so I got ideas up the yin yang, man, for real.
And July 5th, you're opening for The Truth.
Yeah,
you ready for that?
July 5th. Yeah, I mean. Well, not fully ready. No, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't want to really get to think about it too hard as the fact I'm opening for Truth more than the fact that, you know, I'm repping for Christ. You know what I mean?
Amen, yeah.
So, yes, it's going to, don't get me wrong, it's Truth. but I'm just saying, like, I don't want to think about it like that.
I hear
because
you.
That's not really the focal point, straight up. It's not the focal point. The focal point is Christ. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, I can rip it up and just do what I usually do and do it well.
That's big, man.
You know what I mean?
My man Never Heard, the featured artist of the week. Check out niftychristian.com, man. We're going to have a couple of songs on there to download.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out neverheard.com. Check out his Bible stories. And Sinner with a Future, man. It's coming out this summer. And, again, you can check him out July 5th. At The Truth opening, man.
The Calvary concert
is on the website. Mm-hmm. Everything's on there. Hit him up, man. Right now, man. Number one. Let go.
Number one.
They say I'm out there, as far out as they come. Shake the heat from my hands, I'm in touch with his son. That's where my dream came from. My dad said that it couldn't be done. I had to break, now I'm out on a run. And a race that takes more to survive. Not to rely on a daily 8:30 to a 4:45. Takes courage that you just can't buy. I stand by and look at it from the out-hand side. See, I was purged from some sort of horror, a Lord of the Flies vortex. A struggle for power, devouring the order from my heart to my cerebral cortex. I stayed vexed and balanced on the weight of a paycheck. Cushy were the moments that I stayed in it. But when the voice of your calling gets louder every minute, the dollar signs diminish. 10 years to the day and I'm out, taking the infinite route. That's what it's all about.
Here I go, getting over my fears. Close my eyes just so I can see clear. I'm aware of the
traps and snares. I'm still pulling my dream out of this nightmare. There I go, letting go of my cares. Grab a hold of the woman right here. And I'ma be out there, speaking this truth I dare when the others run scared. One day, taking a break to slow up the pace. I wondered if I'd be blessed with old age. And if I was, would I look back with a smile on my face? For decisions that I make and the trials that I face today. Sounds wild, but it's safe to say. Risk takers will embrace the day. Hesitators only waste away. I'd rather make an honest mistake than lie around it all and see my faith betrayed. I basically say that to say this. The way that's the greatest is definitely not the safest. But I won't be afraid with any amazement when the naysayers aggravate. They were made abrasive to shave down the corners of my character traits. So now I roll with a positive shape. I gotta say my decisions been some difficult ones, but I'll never have to wonder what I could have become. Here I go getting over my fears. Traps and snares, I'm still pulling my dream out of this nightmare. There I go, letting go of my cares. Grab a hold of the moment right here. And I'ma be out there, speaking this truth I dare when the others run scared. Crack your comfort zone in half, break the yoke and then go. Although some will laugh at the path you chose, don't ever envy those who suppose they're full grown when the embryos still incubate your soul to navigate with the Most High Creator, give them greater control. Only labor after the foundation is made whole, or the sand to swallow up all of your plans and goals. You know?
My fears, close my eyes
so I can see clear. I'm aware of the traps and snares. I'm still pulling my dream out of this nightmare.
There I go, letting go of my cares. Grab a hold of the moment right here.
And I'ma be out there, speaking this truth I dare when the others run scared.
That was my man Relic the Oddity with Out There, number one for this week on the counter, man. Yo, listen, man, y'all stay tuned. I'm going to be talking to Relic in the next few weeks about his project and what he's got going on. I also want to thank my man Never Heard for stopping by the studio today. Make sure y'all check him out. It's on July 5th at the Truth Concert. But listen, man, y'all stay tuned. In the next few weeks, I got interviews with KJ52, Willie Will, The Truth. A whole bunch of great interviews are coming up for the summer that I think all you guys will enjoy. Also, don't forget to log on to niftychristian.com to tell us what you thought about Behind Closed Doors. If you have any additional comments that you want to add, anything that you think we should be discussing for the next Behind Closed Doors, hit us up on there and tell us what you think. Also, too, man, if you're an artist and you got music that you want to get played on the show, hit me up on niftychristian.com or send me an email at nifty@niftychristian.com and we'll get your music on there if it's good and clean, of course. That's my time, man. Remember, love all those around you, love the one above you, and you too can be a Nifty Christian.
You're listening to the Nifty Christian Show.